Blog Talk Radio.
This is a day the Lord has made, and we must do everything possible to ensure that us, as well as others, are glad and are rejoicing in it. There's a reason you were born. There's a reason you are listening to me now. My name is Dr. Barack Otieno Abonyo.
Dada Dada Barack is on the run now. Some call him a thing, you call him on ya. It's the most solid as a rock now. And Dr. Barack is what we need now. Emancipation from the poverty and all the corruption, they can bother me. You wanna be free, you need to follow me. Cause Dr. Barack is what the world needs. Dada Dada Barack is on the run now. Some call him a thing, you call him on ya. It's the most solid as a rock now. And Dr. Barack is what we need now. Emancipation from the poverty and all the corruption, they can bother me. You wanna be free, you need to follow me. Cause Dr. Barack is what the world needs. Dr. Barack is what the world needs. Dr. Barack is what the world needs. Dr. Barack is what the world needs.
And I'm running for the governor of Kisumu County.
I am still fired up and ready to go. Because they believe in what this country can be.
And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. The promised land. I just want to do God's will.
Help me change Kenya one leader at a time.
No one would ever thought that he would be that voice. He was a poor little boy, the king in people's choice. To liberate his people, restore their human rights. Without the least restrictions, no more government lies. He sleeps through dark night, man. To keep our dreams in line. He sees through all corruption, blinded by teeth and the dying. The son of a peasant farmer, you know his name is blessed. Cursed by very few, but simply love of the rest. The world respects his knowledge, they seek him for advice. His name on Daniel, cuz he was born at night.
Dada Dada Barack is on the run now. Some call him a thing, you call him on ya. Cause the most solid as a rock now. And Dr. Barack is what we need now. Emancipation from the poverty and all the corruption, they can bother me. You wanna be free, you need to follow me. Cause Dr. Barack is what the world needs. Dada Dada Barack is on the run now. Some call him a thing, you call him on ya. Cause the most solid as a rock now. And Dr. Barack is what we need now. Emancipation from the poverty and all the corruption, they can bother me. You wanna be free, you need to follow me. Cause Dr. Barack is what the world needs. Dr. Barack is what the world needs. Dr. Barack is what the world needs. Dr. Barack is what the world needs.
Yes, we can.
Well, thank you for joining us once again for another episode of the Silk Undressed Talk Radio Show. We really appreciate you joining us tonight. We have another wonderful guest that we would like to bring on the air to discuss with you some of the things that he will be doing with his candidates team. But first, for those who are joining us for the very first time, for those who will be listening to us later, I am your host, Lady CEO Cece Cole. And I'd like to give you a little rundown of our magazine and our talk radio show. Silk Undressed, Lifestyle the Lady CEO, International Professional Women's Magazine, captures the true essence of women and the soul of their success. Each month, we highlight motivating stories featured in our Success by Design and Lady CEO on the Move sections that are enriched with true life stories of women, the secrets of their success, as well as valuable resources to empower them. Read cover to cover, Silk Undressed topics are relevant to the executive women and tailored to meet and exceed the needs, desires, and wants of the lifestyle, with emphasis of quality of life, health, art, diversity, financial empowerment, trends, and business globalization. Our inclusive philosophy represents our readers' geography, income, age, gender, and social element. We focus on the total woman with positive portrayals of their diverse lifestyles and rich culture. And for the brothers, we haven't forgotten about you. So we feature one man in every issue of Silk Undressed to share the branches of their success. So tonight, without further ado, I know we do have a lot to discuss. We have a special guest. I know a lot of you have received your emails in reference to our guest tonight. We have Dr. Barack Obonyo. He is a native Kenyan that is currently a professor, associate professor of pharmacology at Florida A&E University, the College of Pharmacy and Pharmaceutical Sciences. During Dr. Barack's tenure at FAMU, he actually was able to secure $5 million in federal research funds to the university, which is major. His significant research contributions is related to applications of molecule biology techniques in circumventing lung inflammatory diseases and lung cancer. Most recently, Dr. Barak has shown his aspirations for the political environment. He actually took a very broad stance and challenged the Kenyan government to reform their constitution to give the diaspora voter rights. And in July of 2011, Dr. Barak announced his candidacy for Kisumu governor, the very first office of its kind since the ratification of the 2010 Constitution of Kenya. So without hesitating any further, I am going to go ahead and bring the dynamic Dr. Barak Obonyo on the line with us so we can get a little bit more familiar with this dynamic man and talk a little bit about his aspirations for governor in Kisumu County in Kenya. Dr. Barak, are you there with us today?
Yes, I am here, Cici. Thank you for inviting me to talk to your audience.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. I know you have a very busy schedule. So we're going to go ahead and jump right in. We never like to really waste time. We want to go ahead and get in with all 4 feet. So why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about who you are and just tell our listeners a little bit more about your upbringing. You have a very interesting background. Tell us where you grew up at in Kenya.
Yes, Cici, I was born in Kenya in a village called Apondo, is right close to Lake Victoria. It used to be in a region called Kisumu District, which is now called Nyanza District. I went to school there, went through my primary school in a small school called Ombaka Primary School. Many of you may have not heard about it, but I'm glad God has given me opportunity to be able to tell you that there is a school that exists somewhere in Kenya called Ombaka Primary School. From there, I did my secondary school. Before I went to secondary school, I did my primary school certificate. And I almost did not go to secondary school, which I think here you call it high school. And fortunately enough, the headmaster of that primary school came to my rescue by talking to Save the Children's Fund. And this is the way I got my scholarship to go to secondary school in a school called Chula Imbo Secondary School, where I got a first division and went to Njiris High School and then went to Kenyatta University and then came here to United States at Dartmouth College, where I did my PhD, and transferred to East Carolina University and got my PhD in physiology. After that, I went to for my postdoc at St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, where I worked as a postdoctoral fellow at the Infectious Diseases Department. And then I came here to Florida A&M University as an assistant professor, and now I'm an associate professor.
Right. Very interesting. Well, thank you very much. Now, one of the things I would like to just point out very quickly is that you mentioned that you had a wonderful opportunity to further your education, and I would just like you to just talk about that foundation that gave you an opportunity, Save the Children, which is one of the leading organizations creating lasting change in the lives of children in need. Just tell us very briefly, now, if you've already given us your credentials in terms of where you were educated, personally, how do you feel that that opportunity change your life?
Well, this is that opportunity really, really changed my life. And if there was not that opportunity, I would not be talking to you. You would have never heard of Barak Obonyo. After doing my primary certificate, I did very well. But unfortunately, my father did not have school fees to pay for all of us. So I was just left to stay at home. As a matter of fact, the headmaster of my primary school had to come to my home and convince me to go back to school, of which I didn't want to go back because I knew even if I went back and passed again, I was not going to get any school fees. But he convinced me that he will talk to Save the Children's Fund to help me. So I had to go back and repeat Standard 7 and do it again. And after I passed it, I got this scholarship. Now, I want to tell you how the Save the Children Fund work. What happens is that they recruit individuals Those days, I think it was mostly United Kingdom. And these are just people who are sympathetic with African children's situation. So what they do, they link you with a person, and that person pays your school fees. So I was linked by Save the Children's Fund through Stare Boys Center with a person in the United Kingdom. And this person sponsored me. He paid my school fees from high school up to advanced high school. And if that did not happen, I promise you I would have been a peasant farmer somewhere in Kano Village. And I know I would not be having these things that I'm doing now.
Wow, how profound. That is really awesome. Thank you for sharing that with us. Well, let's go ahead and talk about some of your political activism. How did you become interested in politics?
I became interested in politics a long time ago when I was in the university. What was happening in our universities was that in our republic was that we had a one-party system, and that party system dictated everything. Every member of parliament that was vying for any position, I think you would call them congressmen here, had to go through that party system. And if you were removed from the party, even if your people liked you so much, you would not vie for any position, which means you could be shut off the political system by basically being shut off the political party. So at that time, I started linking with several students to fight against it, to fight for multi-party democracy. As a matter of fact, there were a lot of beatings, and actually I have marks on my face to show for it. Because at one time we refused to march for what is now called Moi Day, and the police was called, and they really beat us up. And the reason for refusing was that we didn't want any Moi Day, because Moi was the dictator who was championing for this single-party system. So at my early university level, I did a lot of that, even through Christian movements. So after that, I came to United States, and United States really gave me a bigger voice because I was able to organize a lot of the diasporans to fight against so many things that are happening in the Kenyan Republic. Of course, we got multi-party democracy, but that did not come with opportunities. It was just multi-party democracy by name, but people were still corrupt. The constitution was still very, very bad. There was no trickling down of the wealth of the country. So we started organizing ourselves, and I organized several organizations here, starting from Kenya Relief Organization to Kenya Development Fund Corporation to what we call Kenya Global Unity. I've been a member of so many diaspora pressure groups here that the main purpose of these groups was to see that everybody in Kenya gets equal opportunity and at least some level of distribution of wealth. As you might know, the wealth of Kenya is in the hands of very few. And the majority, about 60% of the people, are very poor, living below the poverty level. So we've been fighting for this at different levels. And as you can remember also when it came to the election 2007, there was a very big discrepancy because the Prime Minister now, Prime Minister Raila, actually, I believe, won the election. But the other person, the current president, did not accept that. So they took the power, and unfortunately, it was recognized prematurely by several Western countries as the bona fide president. So I managed to organize a demonstration to the State Department here in the United States that at least enlightened the State Department of what was taking place. By that time, the State Department had accepted the presidency of Mr. Kibaki. But what we did, we wrote a very good memo, and we demonstrated to the State Department and delivered it there. And we are very fortunate that our cry was heard to an extent that the State Department sent Jendiah Frazier to Kenya, and she confirmed that the election was rigged, and they eventually revoked the acceptance of the presidency of Mr. Kibaki. And that is the reason why we now have a coalition government.
Okay. Now, so you were very successful and champion for the rights, for the voter rights for the diaspora. And subsequent to that, it motivated you after a return from Kenya, from Kisumu, to run for governor and take advantage of your hard work here in getting voter rights for the diaspora. Let's talk very briefly about your aspirations to run for governor there in Kisumu County and the change that you would like to see there.
Well, Susie, I'm running for the governor seat of Kisumu, not because of what I've done in terms of the politics of Kenya, but because of what I saw when I went back home. I can tell you it is very gut-wrenching. It is very sad to see people live the way they live right now in Kenya after 40 years of independence. Many of these people are still using crude tools for farming. Despite the fact that my home area is right next to the second largest lake in the world, freshwater lake in the world, there is no running water. We cannot supply our people with water. Women have to walk long distances to go and fetch that water and bring it. And besides that, the water is not treated. So just think about the diseases that can come out of that. Apart from that, despite the fact that we have all these, there is no irrigation. And so what happens is that most of the people are at the mercy of the seasonal rain. And so many people are extremely poor. They work very hard with the tools they have, but they are not getting the benefits of their hard work. And I felt that it is the responsibility of the government of the day to help its people. There is no reason why any government should tax anybody if they are not responsible for the welfare of those people. It is a sad state of affairs that these people do not even have rudimentary tools to do farming so that they can feed their children. This is why I'm running. I want to see a change in terms of alleviating poverty in Kisumu County, not only in Kisumu County, but also in Kenya. You have seen in the TV and in the newspapers that many Kenyans are starving. Why would a Kenyan starve with all that water resources, while in Israel they don't have the water resource, and you have never seen or heard of an Israelite starving in Israel? This is a mere lack of leadership, and I think I can change this.
Okay, great. We do have a call on the line. One moment, please.
Hello.
We have a call on the line. Caller, go ahead with your questions for Dr. Barack Abonio.
Hello, my name is Marvin, and basically I want to say, Dr. Barack, I want you to know that I'm in the diaspora and you have my vote.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Please spread the message. Tell everybody that we can change the situation in Kenya. The situation is exacerbated by a human being, and a human being can change it. We have a responsibility for our people back home. It is our time now to change the situation there, and we can do it.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Marvin, for calling in. Thank you so very much for supporting Dr. Barack. Now, Dr. Barack, let me ask you a question here. You know, I know that this would be a prime opportunity for you to try to attract international development and global investors. What invitational message can you extend to them to help you not only with your candidacy, but help you change around the situation there in Kisumu? I wanted you to talk about maybe 1 or 2 minutes in terms of what we can do there.
There's a lot that can be done. There's a lot that can be done philanthropically. We do understand that America spends a lot of money in Africa, especially when there is disaster. America doesn't have to wait until a disaster happens to help. It is too expensive at that level. America can help now. And when I talk about America, I'm talking about businesses, I'm talking about individuals, I'm talking about NGOs. The way to help Africa is to help the right leadership, is to help nurture the right leadership. And so I'm asking everybody out there, we have a situation coming up in Africa. It is a bad situation because people are going to starve. The population is increasing, but there is no resources. So philanthropically, I'm just asking people to help me help my people. Help me work with the team that we have assembled here, that have seen the way things are done in America, that we take them with us to Kisumu County and we make Kisumu an example for Africa. That's number one. Number two, there is money to be made in Kisumu. Kisumu is the gateway to Tanzania, Uganda, Burundi, Rwanda. Everything that comes through Mombasa, and most of these areas are landlocked, it has to pass through Kisumu. We need hotels. Kisumu is a tourist attraction environment. Tourism can do very well. There are just no investments there. So I'm asking anybody who is listening to me now that there are a lot of investments to be done. Our area has a good arable soil. So there are a lot of industries that have been going on there, including sugar, tea, cotton, even fish farming. These things can be done. We just need people to work with us. And so I'm asking every individual there, everybody who wants a company that wants to invest in Africa, we will create a very good environment for your money. And I promise you, if you invest in us, we'll invest in you. Thank you.
Wonderful, Dr. Brock. Great way to try to wrap this up. Now, we just have a few more minutes left, and we thank you very much for giving us such a wonderful and impactful interview. Now, one of the things we like to do that's customary with our magazine is that we would like you to share your jewels of wisdom with those who are listening to us now, those who will listen to us later, and those who also will have some type of political aspiration, such as yourself, to make a change and a difference in the lives of people in the area that they live from. So go ahead and share with us very quickly your jewels of wisdom.
I don't have much wisdom, but the little that I have, I will say it here. I do not know anybody who is great in this planet, those who have passed and those who are still living, that have just done things for themselves. Everybody who is great has done things for others. Martin Luther King, he didn't have to fight hard as he fought. He had a reasonable job. His family was doing well. He didn't have to go to the streets to march for people. But he did that for people. He was killed because he was fighting for others. And that made him a great man today. We can still talk about him today. What about Nelson Mandela? He was a lawyer by the time he was taken to jail. He was a middle class. He was not a poor man in South Africa. But he decided to fight for the rights of South Africans. In each one of us, there is that spirit. We have a spirit to help others. We have a spirit to fight for the rights of others. And this is especially to the Kenyans that are listening to me now. Kenya doesn't have to stay in the situation it is now. And those who come from Kisumu, we don't have to leave our brothers being as poor as they are. This situation should not continue. We can't change this situation. If we work together, we can change this situation. And I want to tell you something. This is your time to acquire your greatness by working for others. There are a people of Kisumu that you need to work for. You need to fight for them. You need to help them. There is a reason why you are born, and there is a reason why you are listening to me now. It is because God wants you to help other people. God has helped you to be who you are, to be successful. And he did that through the hand of other people. It is time for you to also do the same. Join me on this journey. Help me fundraise and help me work hard to help the people of Kisumu. Please join us on our Facebook and go to our website, www.barackforgovernor.com. Please help us help other people. Please do this so that your greatness can also be accounted for or can be mentioned someday in the books. Thank you.
Dr. Barack, thank you very much for such an inspirational closing on this interview. For those of you who are listening to us now, those of you who listen to us later, we will be sending out the emails for you to post your comments, and you can blog with us as you normally would do. And also look forward to seeing this interview located in the magazine on the next issue of Silka Undressed Talk Radio Show. As well as the magazine. And I just want to leave you with something from my mentee. As you all know, that she's a fantastic woman from Pakistan, and she's only 17, but one of the things she talked about when I interviewed her for my magazine, she said, "You know, Miss Lady CEO, what I realize is this, our life stories, our dreams, they all have great impact. We are meant to share these stories because they're not our own. They belong to each and every one of us. And in sharing those stories, we become a powerful collective impetus for the magic of change." And that's what we heard today from Dr. Barack, and that's the appeal that he's making today. Let's band together for change for the better, to change the future of many lives, not just for ourselves, but those who are around us, near and far. So once again, we'd like to thank you for joining us for another amazing time on the Silka Undressed Talk Radio Show, where we share the life stories of successful women and men. That's who we are, Silka Undressed. Until next time, this is Lady CEO. We're out. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And we must do everything possible to ensure that us, as well as others, are glad and are rejoicing in it. There's a reason you were born. There's a reason you are listening to me now. My name is Dr. Barack Otieno Abonyo.
That is Dr. Barack is on the run now. Some call him Otieno, call him Omya. Because some more solid as a rock now. And Dr. Barack is what we need now. Emancipation from the poverty and all the corruption that can bother me. You want to be free, you need to follow me. Because Dr. Barack is what the world needs. Dr. Barack is on the run now. So call him Otieno, call him Omya. Because some more solid as a rock now. And Dr. Barack is what we need now. Emancipation from the poverty and all the corruption that can bother me. You want to be free, you need to follow me. Cause not a Barack is the world needs. Not a Barack is the world needs. Not a Barack is the world needs. Not a Barack is the world needs.
And I'm running for the governor of Kisumu County.
I am still fired up and ready to go. Because they believe in what this country can be.
And he has allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over.
Okay.
And I've seen the promised land. I just want to do God's will.
Help me change Kenya one leader at a time.
No one would ever thought that he would be that voice. He was a poor little boy, the king in people's choice. To liberate his people, restore their human rights. Without the least restrictions, no more government lies. He sleeps through dark night, man, to keep our dreams in line. He sees through all corruption, blinded by teeth and his eyes. The son of a peasant farmer, you know his name, he's blessed. Cursed by very few, but simply love of the rest. The world respects his knowledge, they seek him for advice. His name on Tenure, cause he was born at night.
Dr. Barack is on the run now. Some call it what's in your call upon ya. Consume who's solid as a rock now. And Dr. Barack is what we need now. Emancipation for the poverty. And all the corruption, they can't bother me. You wanna be free, you need to follow me. The Dr. Barack is what the world needs. Dr. Barack is on the run now. Some call it what's in your call upon